faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, while Superman begins a fight to wipe out the punchboard racket, young Ronnie Thomas, a victim of the vicious gambling device, falls into the power of Butch Morgan, a tough boy, who forces him into the commission of a crime.
Now, here's the pitch, Ronnie. I've been working on a phone box in Santa's drugstore, loosening it up from the wall. All you gotta do is give it one good poke and come off. It's full of nickels.
No, no, I won't do it, Butch. I can't.
You want I should tell your old man you lost his dough playing a punchboard?
No, no, don't tell him.
And shut up and do what I say. Come on.
Say, you don't have to be personal friends with George McAfee, the Chicago Bears star halfback, to get this photo.
Right, because you can get an action photo of him as a prize. Yes, he's in that great Pep photo series of 24 famous movie and sports stars. One of these photos is yours, inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Correct. A brilliant, candid camera-sized photo of a movie or sports star. Along with George McAfee, there's Hedy Lamarr of United Artists and Virginia Mayo, the star of Sam Goldwyn movies.
Now listen, hurry up and collect this whole series right away, because on Monday, we'll announce a brand new photo series to collect. 18 radio and sports stars. You'll want every one of these top-notch photos.
Right. And those whole wheat flakes of Pep are top-notchers in the taste department. Yes, every bite of Pep sends your spoon hustling after another happy load.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
While Mayor Perry White and Clark Kent, who is Superman, work to stamp out a vicious, dishonest punchboard racket by which Joe Solitaire is fleecing school children of their money, a 12-year-old boy named Ronnie Thomas falls into serious trouble. Foolishly believing he could win a bicycle on a punchboard, Ronnie played away a dollar his father had given him to buy something. Then, afraid to tell his father what he had done, he borrowed a dollar from Butch Morgan, a young hoodlum. When he was unable to repay it, plus 50 cents interest, Biff threatened to tell Ronnie's father about his loss on the punchboard unless Ronnie helped him steal a telephone coin box. As we continue now, Butch and the terrified Ronnie have entered a small neighborhood drugstore. While Butch, in the front part of the store, pretends to consider a purchase, Ronnie fearfully enters the phone booth at the rear. Butch, keeping an eye on Ronnie, engages the proprietor in conversation.
This is a pretty good place, huh?
Well, it's very popular with the ladies. Is this for your girl?
No. I want some for my mother for Christmas. Can I see how it smells?
Yeah, certainly. I have a sample here.
Okay.
What's that?
Nothing. Hey, let me smell that stuff, will you?
Just turn the top like this. Look, heavens, what is...
What's going on?
That boy is trying to steal the phone box. Here, stop for him.
Butch, I can't get the door open.
You're a clumsy yap.
Are you young ruffian?
Butch, help!
Not me, I'm getting out of here.
Hey, stop!
Boy,
stop, thief!
Boy.
Police, stop that boy! Police!
Clark Kent speaking.
This is Jim, Mr. Kent.
Oh, yes, Jim.
Listen, can you come down to police headquarters right away?
Why? What's up?
It's important. Please hurry.
Oh, yes, of course, Jim,
thanks.
But what...
I'm in the juvenile detention shelter. Hurry, will you?
The juvenile detention... What happened? Jim! Jim! Hung up. Yeah, out of these clothes. Get to headquarters in two shakes.
Says Superman. What could have happened to Jim? There we are. All set. Now up with this window. Up! And away!
Jim!
Oh, hi, Mr.
What is it? What happened?
Come over here with me, Mr. Cannon. I'll tell you.
All right. Well, what is it, Jim? Who's that boy?
His name's Ronnie Thomas. He got caught trying to steal a telephone box in a drugstore.
What? That little fellow?
Uh-huh. He was forced to do it, Mr. Kent.
Forced to?
Yeah. Another kid made him. Look, I know Ronnie, Mr. Kent. I'm assistant scoutmaster of his Boy Scout troop. He's a good kid. Well, you know Judge Summers. I wish you'd talk to him about Ronnie.
Hmm. I'd like to talk to the boy first, Jim. Who's the man with him, his father?
Uh-huh. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Okay.
Ronnie, this is Mr. Kent, the man I told you about. He's going to help you.
Hello there, Ronnie.
And this is Ronnie's father, Mr. Thomas, Mr. Kent.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Thomas.
How do you do? I can't understand this. Ronnie's always been a fine boy. He never stole a thing in his life. Never. And now he's caught...
Excuse me, Mr. Thomas. Tell me, Ronnie. Why did you do it?
Because I owed Butch a dollar. I couldn't pay it back. He said if I didn't help him steal the telephone box, he'd tell my father.
Tell your father what, Ronnie?
I can't tell you.
He said that before, about this guy Butch threatening to tell his father something, but he won't tell us what, Mr. Kent.
Come now, Ronnie, you've got to tell us.
No, I can't.
Now look, son.
Let me try, Mr. Thomas. You want me to help you, don't you, Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you've got to tell me everything. Otherwise, I can't help.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
Well, all right, I'll tell you. Dad gave me a dollar to buy him a pipe, and I saw a punch board in the store, and I thought I could win a bike on it, so I lost the dollar on the punch board.
Uh-oh.
What? You did that after all I told you about gambling?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Ronnie, I'm ashamed of you. Why,
a minute, Mr. Thomas, please. Look, Ronnie, you say you were afraid to tell your father you lost his dollar, so you borrowed another dollar from a boy named Butch, right?
Yes, sir. But then when I couldn't pay it back, he said I'd have to help him rob the store, or he'd tell my father.
Why didn't you come to me about it instead of borrowing money from a thief?
I don't know, Dad.
You don't know?
I think perhaps he thought you wouldn't understand, Mr. Thomas. He was obviously afraid of you.
I see.
What happened to the other boy, Butch?
I don't know.
He got away, Mr. Kent.
Oh? Well, look, Ronnie, you stay here with your dad, huh? Come on, Jim. We'll have a talk with Judge Summers. Actually, Judge Summers, the real criminals are the people and the laws of this state. Laws that permit the operation of punch boards by a vicious racketeer like Solitaire.
Yeah, I'm perfectly right, Kent. This isn't the first time a youngster's fallen into trouble on account of punch boards or some other such gambling device.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
And I've often gone on record as saying that such things should be forbidden by law.
Well, Mr. White's at the state capitol now, working on a bill to make them illegal.
That's fine. But in this case, the fact remains that Ronnie Thomas committed a crime. Even though it's his first one, we can't permit him to go unpunished.
Oh, gee.
Ronnie's really a good boy, Judge. And I'm sure this would never have happened if... Well, if he'd had a closer relationship with his father. I mean, if he hadn't been afraid to make a clean breast of things to Mr. Thomas.
Oh, sure. He was just scared.
I understand. That happens all too often when youngsters and parents don't work together for a mutual understanding. But, well, the law demands that the offender be punished, and I'm sworn to uphold the law. So the boy will have to appear in court.
I see.
Gee whiz, you won't send him to reform school, will you, Judge Summers?
I'm sorry, Olson, but I can't tell you what my decision will be until I've examined the facts more carefully. I'll talk to the boy and I'll do all I can for him. Beyond that, I can promise nothing.
Ronnie Thomas is now a helpless victim of circumstances. What will happen to him? We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Say, if you have your choice of two books to read, naturally you choose the one with the thrills. And when you swap a spare Pep photo from the ones you get as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep, naturally you want to swap the exciting way. So you play the game of photo swap.
Right, because photo swap packs each swap with plenty of thrills. Besides, it helps you complete your collection of all 24 stars. speeds up your chances to get the whole Pep series of great movie and sports stars.
Yes, sir. In every Pep package, you get a photo of a star like Peggy Ann Garner of 20th Century Fox, or Mike Tresh, the great Chicago White Sox catcher.
Correct. And Photo Swap's the way to swap your duplicate photos for ones you don't already have. You'll be ready for a game any time if you always carry with you at least two or more duplicate photos you want to swap.
Then when you meet a collector friend, you march up to him, haul out your duplicates, and hold them face down in your hand. After he does the same, here's how the game goes. Hey, photo swap?
Yup.
Then swap two off the top. Now you each give the other the two top photos in your hand, and the game's over. You've swapped two duplicates for other photos to help complete your series.
Remember, photo swap's played with photos from packages of Pep, those crunchy flakes of whole wheat. Good? Why, one taste and your spoon goes faster and faster, bringing you more and more delicious flakes of Pep.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is late that afternoon, and Mayor Perry White has left City Hall and come to his old office at the Daily Planet, where he speaks heatedly to Clark Kent.
You see, Kent, that's how punchboards get youngsters in trouble. They don't realize they've got about as much chance winning a big prize as they have of growing three legs.
I know, Chief.
So they beg, borrow, pardon me, go without lunch, even steal to keep playing the punchboards and making the Joe Solitaires of this world rich. Then they wind up in serious trouble, as this boy Ronnie Thomas did.
You don't have to tell me all that, Chief. The important thing is to sweep Solitaire's punch boards out of the city. What about that bill to make them illegal?
Well, I'm working on it, Kent, but I'm having trouble.
What do you mean?
A couple of old mossbacks up there in the state capitol don't believe punch boards do any harm.
Did you tell them what you've been telling me and about Ronnie Thomas, who goes on trial tomorrow?
Sure, I've been telling them. But I didn't know about Ronnie when I met them in the governor's office this morning.
Oh.
Now, look, Kent. Play this boy's story up big in the planet.
Okay.
Get the people fighting mad at Solitaire and his dirty punch boards. That'll help swing those old mossbacks by our way.
Good idea, Chief. I'll get at it right now. Oh, just a minute. Hello? Oh, yes, Jim. What? What's that?
What's the matter, Kent?
Great Scott. Well, when? Where?
Kent, what is it?
Just a minute, Chief. You there now, Jim? Right, I'll come out at once. Yes. Okay, so long.
Will you please tell me what's the matter?
That was Jim. Something's happened to Ronnie Thomas.
Good heavens, now what?
Jim didn't say. He just said something terrible happened to the boy, and he's waiting at Ronnie's home for me. I've got to get out there. So long, Chief.
Now wait, I'll go along.
No time to wait, Chief. I'll see you later.
Hurrying from the office to a deserted storeroom, Clark Kent swiftly stripped to the blue costume and red cape of Superman. A moment later, it's streaking through the skies to Ronnie Thomas's home. What has happened to Ronnie? There's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's action-packed episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 12 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Say, are you a candy maker?
What do you mean? I'm an announcer, I hope.
Well, then you'd better announce to your family that you'd like someone to make you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. Crunchy, light as a feather marshmallow squares. Golden all through with toasted bubbles of rice. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, that very same breakfast cereal is doubling for candy in a terrific way.
I'm for it. When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The quick, easy recipes right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.